Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into Hump Day Wednesday, October 30th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This morning, we have a two-for-one going for you. We have two sponsors wanting to get together and talk a little bit this morning to you. We have Tim Roberts from PatriotsRelief.com. And as usual, in this hour, we normally have Dr. Jeff from Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux St. Marie. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
You reached out to Tim Roberts of Patriots Relief, and yes, you guys had some conversation, and we wanted to invite Tim to join us because you obviously know a lot about our bodies, about dogs, cats, horses, cows. You know everything. Why did you reach out to Tim Roberts from Patriots Relief?
Yeah, well, I might not know everything, but as my wife tells me often,
yeah.
But but no, it's because now we're seeing more and more of this of the CBD, you know, and even the dispensaries with the full spectrum THC CBD stuff is becoming obviously is more available, and now that it's become available, people are using it. We're starting to see effects from it. We're starting to now figure out, hey, this stuff actually has medicinal value to it, you know, and to the point where we're starting to, you know, I'm starting to recommend it to my clients, depending on, you know, whatever the case is. You know, it's not a, you know, it's not a cure all, but it
right.
certainly is another tool in the box that certainly helps, you know.
Tim, you mentioned when I first met you, first talked with you about becoming a sponsor here for the radio station, you mentioned the animal products. This was actually something you have both available, small breed, large breed, because Patriots Relief and the research you've done found that this definitely helps, especially dogs getting older with their hip issues and things like that. Is that the main reason why you guys decided to carry it with PatriotsRelief.com?
Absolutely. Like I've said many times, it's a great placebo because the response to the CBD, you know, treatment or, you know, supplementation is unquestionable. You can see it almost immediately in these pets that are having a hard time, you know, jumping up into the truck or up onto the bed or going for longer walks. And you're not telling them what you're giving them. You're just giving them a few drops of that, or you know, whatever it is, and it's amazing the response.
Now, one thing that Jeff, that you've noticed, and I mentioned this to you about Mr. Snoop being a rescue animal. You know, he fears getting into the Yukon. He thinks we're going to drop him off at another home. We've been using this product with him now ever since Tim gave it to us. We got him used to taking it now about 3 hours before the road trip. Yep. Is that what you would recommend for this type of application?
Yeah, it certainly can help with that. You know, that's what, like I said, but more and more we're using it, the more and more things we're finding out about it. Because for so many years, I think it was probably, 1971 or two, I think it was Nixon, that put it as a Schedule One drug. And that's a whole story. That's a whole other show in itself, why it wound up as a Schedule One. And just for people that don't know how the DEA ranks different drugs, you have controlled drugs, okay, like, you know, morphine, fentanyl, whatever, and then they're scheduled 1 through 5, where Schedule One drugs are drugs that have a high degree of possibility.
Yep.
For
hold that thought.
Sure.
Hold that thought. We'll go to a break. We'll pick it up.
Yep.
Right there.
Okay.
Tim Roberts, Dr. Jeff in the house. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Tim Roberts of PatriotsRelief.com, as well as Dr. Jeff up at Sioux Animal Hospital. I've got a couple of text messages, sure, guys, during the break. Jeff in Sheboygan, questions for Dr. Jeff. I strongly believe my 17-year-old cat has dementia. Any advice, and would CBD products possibly help offset dementia in his cat?
Well, dementia in animals isn't quite the same pathology like it is in humans, but it's been shown that increased levels of antioxidants, specifically vitamin E, can help. So I would probably try to find some kind of vitamin supplement that has some vitamin E in it. And also, certainly, the CBD may help. Like I said, we've been learning more and more about this in the endocannabinoid system, which is the system inside our body that these chemicals bond to and interact with. It's found everywhere. It's in the brain, it's in the immune system. So basically you have like what they call CBD type 1 and type 2 receptors. And the CBD type 1 receptors are found in the central nervous system throughout that, and it also found a lot with the, that's where it helps regulate the pain, because it's, sure, found in the nervous system. So yeah, I certainly would use it.
Right. Like recommend I said, it and see if, yep, it helps.
Yeah. Now, and one thing I can tell you, won't hurt them. I have never, being an emergency vet, being a vet for almost 30 years now, I've never seen an animal die of ingestion of marijuana or CBD or, you know, anything.
Got it.
Yep.
Let me ask Tim, because Tim, you mentioned on the show before that your elderly dog was having problems getting in and out of the vehicle, and this was actually a real test for you, because like you said, animals don't know what you're giving them. Explain real quickly that story about your dog, and how did she or he respond to it?
Yeah, that was Lily. You know, we have had three dogs, and the other two could go for walks, endless walks, and Lily used to be able to do that, like a lot of things with us as well. You know, there's a lot of things we used to be able to do, like,
sure,
you know, for football, right?
Yeah.
So she just couldn't make it, you know, half a block down the street, and she wanted to, you know, they want to, but she just would slow down to a walk, and then pretty soon just stop
walking. You gave, yeah, her the CBD oil, and it helped her immediately. Day. How long did it take?
The next day when we went on a walk, she was good to go.
Ready to roll. I love it. I love it. Jeff, there are some other aspects from a physiological point of view. What, in your opinion, because Tim's talked about it with us humans, but what would you expect to be the reaction to dogs and cats taking these CBD products from Patriots Relief? Do you think this would have what type of reaction first? What are we looking at as far as ingesting? What does it do? What does it, you know, what does it actually stimulate, I guess, in a cat or a dog?
Well, what it would do, because it would bond to the CBD receptors, okay, in the body. And we know that these receptors are found in the nervous system, and that's more than likely where. Now you also have to kind of split, because we started to talk about cannabinoids. There's the THC cannabinoid, which is what everybody talks about. That's primarily found in marijuana. What we have here at Patriots Leaf and the CBD ones come from hemp. Hemp and marijuana are kissing cousins, okay? Just happens that the hemp plant makes a lot more CBD, or the actual cannabidiol side of the house, than it does the psychoactive side of the house. But I've seen animals that people have come in and taken to just my clinical, and probably Tim can tell you stories of that same thing, where people come tell you, dog's limping, you know, acting slow and down and whatever, they give them CBD, works great. I've had people tell me that they have used it for that. They have used it for, I've had people tell me that they've used it for seizures, and some dogs it works. I've had dogs that have had cancer. Now, it doesn't, I don't think, in my clinical experience, it doesn't have a lot of like anti-cancer effects, but it certainly helps treat the side effects of the tumor. Okay.
Got it. So the pain or whatever the symptoms are, it somewhat eliminates or alleviates those particular issues.
Yeah, and that's a personal. I had a cat that had a nasal, they call it nasal adenocarcinoma, and typically without treatment, survival time post-diagnosis is like 2 months, okay, before you're euthanizing them because they're just not doing well.
Sure.
Recommended treatment is radiation therapy. Have to go to Appleton, Wisconsin. It's like $40,000 for the radiation treatment, and then you might get 12 months out of them. I'm like, yeah, and why would I subject the cat to that much pain? Because it's still, I mean, you're, you know, basically microwaving his head, you know, every week.
Right.
So we had some, this was years ago, but we had some, I had some CBD. I'm like, eh, you know, same thing. It's not going to hurt him, might help him, put him on it. Right. And I'll tell you what, the cat lived 10 months.
Wow.
Well, 10 months. He didn't really start going downhill until we had to like, okay, you know, it's time.
Yeah.
But it, and that certainly is what sold me on it, because just like Tim said, animals don't have placebo effects. You know, people do. You give somebody a, you know, an M&M and tell them it's the greatest thing in the world, and they'll, it's amazing how people can cure themselves. Animals, whatever effect you see, you're getting.
Exactly, exactly. Got another text message. Elderly dog, we've been dealing with hip issues. Our vet says that it would be actually inhumane to try to operate, that it wouldn't solve anything. It would only, you know, like you say, delay it.
Yeah.
Would these products help as far as the joint pain, in Dr. Jeff, your opinion?
Oh, I think so. And now remember, whenever you're dealing with a complex thing like arthritis or pain, it's not just like, oh, you know, my hip hurts. There's multiple things going on. So let's take hip arthritis. So now you've got inflammation, you've got thinning of the cartilage, you've got bone-on-bone contact, you've got inflammation in the bone, and that's where Advil and Tylenol and Carprive and Rimadyl and all these other things, don't give your dog Tylenol or Advil, but just like in humans. But anyway, that's where they act. They act at the inflammatory, at the site of the injury. But in order to feel pain, that signal has to go from where your hip up to the spinal cord, go up to the brain, up to the thalamus. Then it goes, hey, your hip hurts. And where the CBD acts is what on the central, it's a centrally acting analgesic or pain control. So it's affecting that transmission somewhere in there. And I think it's got some anti-inflammatory too as well. Like I said, we're still learning so much about this stuff.
Tim, is that information that you concur with?
Oh yeah, absolutely. There has anti-inflammatory benefits for sure, you know, and it modulates, you know, the endocannabinoid system is all about homeostasis and maintaining balance, you know. So when that pain trigger comes from that hip, like we're talking about, you know the CBD, getting that CBD in there, that's modulating, you know, it's kind of regulating that. And the CBD is just the worker bee in that system, that whole system that Dr. Jeff is talking about with the CB1 and CB2 receptors. You know, we can get super technical about it, but we like to try to keep it as simple as possible. And I just call CBD the worker bees. We're supposed to have those worker bees in our system already. Our body's supposed to produce those. And just because of age, environment, genetics, just not there. Same thing goes with our pets.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Well, Tim, we greatly appreciate you joining us today. Dr. Jeff, you want to go political for a second here. Yes. You want to talk about the ballots coming up on Tuesday, Election Day. Well, what's your thoughts this morning from a political standpoint?
Well, everybody knows who, you know, Trump all the way. But we need to look at our down ballot stuff, too. Don't forget about that. We got, what, two justices of the Supreme Court coming up?
O'Grady and Fink.
Fink, yep. Make sure you get those on because the two the Democrats are pushing are massive, you know, judges that believe in legislation through litigation. And we don't, that's one, not supposed to be what a judge does anyhow.
Right.
Two, but more importantly, and people might not think about this as much, and this ties right back into, I think, what I was talking about last week about the importance of agriculture, Michigan State University trustees. So Michigan State being, and also U of M being public colleges, have a board that is elected by the people of the state of Michigan to help run the college. And just some of the stuff I've heard and seen that board needs to be drained. And there's two. Mike Ballow is running. I got on his page. I've kind of investigated him a little bit. Biggest thing, the two things that I want, I like about him. Well, one, he's a naval officer, so you know, any military officer, we don't take any bunk at all.
Sure,
and,
sure.
And know how to get stuff done. Yeah. But he wants to rebuild Michigan State as the premier agricultural college of the United States. We were, I believe, one of the first agricultural colleges. 1855 was when Michigan State was formed, or State College, they called it. And it is there because of agriculture. And talking to some of the ag kids that I get in here for internships and stuff, the current board is trying to push ag off campus. So, and then, fun note, U of M down the road, who is also a land-grant college, because you're a land-grant college, you're supposed to teach agriculture, and I don't think they do, so maybe we need to take our land back.
So you're supporting both of the Republican trustees at this
Mike
point?
And Julie, yep. And the other thing they both do is the protection of women's sports, and we know that's a major, major problem.
Yes, you know? Absolutely.
Yep, so.
Well, appreciate that. Last quick question for Tim. Tim, if any of Dr. Jeff's patients, customers contact you, Patriots Relief, what are you willing to offer? What are you capable of doing to get some of his animals on your CBD Patriots Relief products?
Hey, we're going to do, Dr. Jeff and I didn't set up a promo code for him.
Yeah.
What we're doing is, you know, we're bumping your promo code up to a 45% off through the election, 45 for our great president, real president.
Yep.
And so free shipping, 45% off all your purchases. Remember, everything that you purchase, we ship out the same day. So usually most people get it the next day, believe it or not.
Very good. So we'll use my promo code for the discount, 45% free shipping through this coming Tuesday, Election Day. And then you, of course, can talk to Jeff, set up a Dr. Jeff promo code for his internal clients. If he refers them, you can offer them some type of discount. I'll let you guys talk to each other and work that out. And
greatly appreciate it. I'll set up Dr. Jeff if people want to use that just for tracking purposes.
For perfect.
Sure. Same thing.
Okay,
yeah, that
very good.
Great. Yep.
Okay, very good. Well, we appreciate you both and good information. Honestly, we didn't get to all the text messages, so we'll deal with